All right, hey, this is Adam with the Dollar Van. I am doing a little intro here to warn everybody that you are about to listen to the podcast, which Brian will most likely call the gayest Dollar Van podcast ever. But we all know how we feel about Brian and his opinions.
Gosh darn it, we don't approve of the homosexuals.
So, this past weekend, I spent up in Maryland at SPX with Devin and. We did lots of fun stuff. However, day two, Devin got some sort of food poisoning or really sick. And the drive home on Monday was spent with Devin half in and out of consciousness the entire trip, all dehydrated from puking and pooping the day before.
It's a little too much information for me. And I couldn't say that in my Sarah Palin voice. Sorry. Gosh darn it, that's just a little TMI for me. A little too much information.
So instead of we originally planned on doing the recap on the ride home, Devin and I were going to break out the recording equipment and have a little discussion like Chris and I did last year when we drove home from Baltimore. And Devin was not up for it. He was pretty much sleeping and in a daze the entire trip. But we need a show for the week, and I want to talk about SPX. So I've gathered together two great minds to discuss this with me. Sean Reynolds of Heroes Aren't Hard to Find is here.
And I will likely be doing my Sarah Palin impersonation this whole time.
And also, speaking through Sean, we'll have Sarah Palin show up now and again.
Gosh darn it, you're listening to the Dollar Bin, and I just want to take this opportunity to talk directly to the American people. I can see Russia from my house.
So, also...
I can't stop doing that voice. I can't. I don't know why.
Also, later in the week, I'm going to hopefully have some time. I gave the recording equipment to Dusty of Heroes Aren't Hard to Find.
Dustin Harbin.
And was a creative director of Heroes Con or something like that.
He's the creative director of Heroes Aren't Hard to Find. That's his official title.
That is his official title. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Dustin and... And J. Chris Campbell of Wide Awake Press and all those fun little books that he does.
I think they're called mini comics.
They are called mini comics, and they are hilariously amazing. So anyway, I gave the recording equipment to J. Chris and Dusty, and they recorded God knows what on the trip up there.
I think they, too, recorded Sarah Palin impersonations, from what I heard.
Yeah. Apparently it's going around. Rob Allman has a really good Sarah Palin impersonation, too. Impression.
It's fun to do. It's fun for the whole family.
I think a lot of it comes down to she is the mom from Bobby's World.
Yeah.
And everybody misses her.
Yes.
Don't you know?
Gosh darn it, don't you know?
So later in this week, I'm going to try to get those things up. Dusty and J. Chris, who knows what they talk about. I know that at one point they had Rob Allman. And they were riding up from Richmond to Bethesda with Rob Allman. They actually had a meaningful discussion talking about...
I find that hard to believe.
That's what I hear. Of course, the word is batteries died during discussion. Nobody was paying attention, so we don't know how much it got recorded.
Probably none.
Meaningful. But they talk about, you know, skyscrapers in the Midwest, a lot of other... Josh Cotter and a lot of the other indie guys out there that were at SPX and some of their releases. He just had the collection of skyscrapers in the Midwest was released in hardback. I think they had it at Heroes.
Yeah, we had Heroes Con copies.
And that's through Ad House Books and those guys. They talk about that, and hopefully I'll get that up. We're going to have this little discussion, Sean and I. We're going to talk as much about SPX as we possibly can, having been there.
Yeah, I didn't go, so I'm just going to sit here and listen.
But I really didn't want to talk to myself, so she was kind enough to assist me in this. But yeah, and then another thing that most people have grown accustomed to is when I get back from some sort of convention, I usually have lots of interviews.
Lots of interviews, you say?
Lots of interviews. Yeah, with the different creators and artists and all the people there.
So who did you get an interview with?
I got about half of an interview with Gina Biggs.
That sounds awesome.
And that's about it. That's the interview that I'm bringing. And it was a good interview. I just got started before my batteries died. Apparently, rechargeable batteries need to be charged first.
You should read the instructions.
Well,
and things,
you know,
before you get started.
I implied that rechargeable meant that they were already charged, and then when they were dead, you could recharge them. I guess I read too much into that.
Yes, you did.
So I'm hoping to finish that interview with her I had a lot of good questions asked her. She was actually one of the people that Rochelle reviewed on Living Between Wednesdays. And when Rochelle kind of did this whole, I'm going to start reading manga, I'm going to give it a try. And Red String, a book by Gina Biggs, was a book that Rochelle read. And this whole thing, this whole little discussion got started about, you know, whether it's manga or not because she's American. So what constitutes something being manga? You know, is it good if it's not Japanese? You know, is that her fault that she's not Japanese and she wants to kind of do this style? But there's this little discussion there. And I mentioned this to her and I talked to her about it. And the very first thing she told me is that she does not do manga. That's not what she considers her work.
I would classify her work as manga. I mean, it's the small digest size. It's the similar art style.
She said, you know, her target audience is American kids. I mean, she does not have a Japanese target audience. She was very specific with Dark Horse when they print the books. And that's one thing I'd said to her. I was like, well, you know, this kind of, if you look on the manga shelves, that's what manga looks like, you know? It's this size, it's this card, you know, it's paper stock and all that. And she said, and she was like, well, Dark Horse does a lot of books like that. And they do, but they're usually the manga ones. So, but I talked to her about it, and she doesn't consider what she does manga. I think she even said manga. I've always said manga.
I think it's manga, but I mean,
you know, I'm American.
We tend to call it manga.
Yeah. Being American, we don't care what other people really call things. We just call it whatever we want.
Especially in the South.
Yeah.
Like, I will call it what I want to call it.
So, and she said she's very specific. It doesn't say manga or manga anywhere on the book. It says romantic graphic novel, and that's what she classifies it as. It just so happens that it kind of fits the bill of being manga, I guess. And she pointed out one of her fellow creators and her style and how it's way more manga looking than her own style. But so I had that discussion and I wanted to bring that up, and I'm probably going to comment about this on Rochelle's blog as well, just to let everybody know, you know, Gina does not consider what she does manga. At SPX, we arrived Saturday. This year it was Saturday and Sunday. It's usually Friday and Saturday. Wasn't really happy with the move to Saturday and Sunday, mainly because of football Sunday. I did not get to see the Redskins game. However, they did win. I was pretty happy about that. I was wearing my jersey. A lot of people kept yelling the scores at me, which was pretty cool. Apparently, it was showing in the bar, but I was too busy not getting interviews to watch the game.
Yeah, what did you do for 2 days? So you didn't have time
to
do interviews?
That's a damn good question.
What did you do?
Well, I was getting to that. Okay, so Devin and I arrive Saturday.
Sorry.
Saturday, Devin and I arrive at about 1 o'clock. Started at 11, so we got an early start, got an early jump on things. And actually, on the trip up, Devin and I kind of parted ways. He did not hang out with me this weekend. He went and hung out with his cool friends. So that's cool. I get to hang out with my family and friends. But we got there, and, you know, the first people I went ahead and talked to were the first people I came across, Joe and Carolyn, Curl Studios, good friends of the show now. I'm really, really glad I met them. They had an awesome setup for their Black Magic Tales, their Curl Studio thing. I think they did pretty well. I didn't really ask on any final numbers from them, but they had a lot of traffic come through, at least. And I think they had a good time, and that's really, really what matters. Of course, they live in Northern Virginia, so they didn't have to drive 7.5 hours to try to sell things and make the money back in gas and hotel, which has got to suck to have to do. But
I mean, yes, that sounds very difficult. And I'm glad I, too, did not have to do that.
No, but mainly I spent a lot of time running around just looking at things. I didn't even spend... Last year, I spent $300 at SPX. I didn't even come close to that.
Were you too busy talking to girls or something?
I didn't really talk to a lot of girls, surprisingly enough. You think I did?
No, I don't know.
No, I didn't. I talked to Carolyn. I talked to Gina Biggs. I think that's it. Really, Carolyn introduced me to some girl.
What did you do?
I don't know. I really don't know. You know what we did instead of interviews?
What?
J. Chris Campbell had this idea, and it's something that we're going to go ahead and start uploading these videos that we recorded.
Ooh,
I borrowed my brother's camcorder from me, which was mega overkill for what I was planning to do because it records in 1080 HD.
That sounds like a lot of megabytes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Good, yeah.
Computer who's it?
And so we, J. Chris had this idea, and basically what I did is I went around and he had a little square watercolor paper, and we got people to draw sketches, and I recorded them drawing sketches, and we're going to post all those up on YouTube, and then we kept all the sketches, and maybe we'll continue to do this and you know, put a book together maybe. I don't know what we're going to do with it yet, but we do have all the sketches. You know, I would also, since I was recording everything in 1080 HD, I would love to put together a DVD because mm-hmm. that's definitely DVD quality. Yeah. And, you know, we have a lot of plans for something like that. I would love to see some things like that come into fruition. Yes?
Ooh, big word. Fruition.
Well, that's because I'm not around, you know, I'm not around Brian and Devin, so.
You can drop the big words with me.
I can kind of take my time when I'm talking. I don't have to get, I'm not getting speak it over. See, God, I wasted all, like, 10 other words by using fruition. Now I can't even say speak it.
Sorry. I didn't mean to distract you from your $10 words.
But, yeah, so I got sketches recorded from Pat Lewis, J. Chris Campbell, Dustin Harbin, as mentioned earlier, Ben Toll, Carolyn of Curl Studios, Joe Lambert, and I think that's it. But we got a lot of good sketches. Oh, Rob Allman threw in a sketch.
And you got the world's most coolest Ali As sketch.
I did. I got a Ali As Indiana Jones.
With Wormy as Short Round. No time for that, Dr. Jones.
thanks to Andy Runton.
Hold on to your potatoes, lady. We're going for a ride. He not nuts. He crazy.
So, seed. I got those videos. That is what I did instead of interviews this time around.
Okay. So you did do something.
No, I accomplished things. I did. The problem was, is like the camcorder, I got it from my brother. It had 60 minutes of battery left on it. So I had to figure out what I wanted to do with these 60 minutes.
You had a lot of problems with batteries.
I did have a lot of battery problems. I had some serious ass battery problems.
Somebody did not prepare.
No, I did not. I didn't even bring my own camcorder. I had to borrow my brother's. And then also, it records straight to SD memory cards. And I kept running out of room on those, too. It was weird. But anyway, I got some really cool videos. Rob Allman was on time in the end. I had 3 minutes of battery left. I said, Rob, I need to get a sketch from you, and you need to knock it out in 3 minutes. And then as soon as I hit record, it went down to 2 minutes, like, immediately. I was like, all right, Rob, you have 2 minutes. And he knocked out a pretty quick, rather well-done sketch in about under 2 minutes.
Was it a naked lady?
It was not a naked lady, but it was a pretty lady. It was a pretty lady in a penguin's jersey.
Pretty lady.
So, something he's very, very well-versed in. So I did that, and we have those videos. We're going to start posting those on YouTube and things.
You'll link it.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna put them on YouTube so they're out for anybody in the world to come across.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to post them as posts on our site, so you'll be able to get them there, so I can track how many people are actually watching them. So yeah, that's what we did instead of interviews. That's what we did,
okay,
and
I'm pretty
happy with it. You know, interviews are great, but at a thing like SPX, that's one thing I kind of want to talk to everybody about.
You want to talk to the American people about doing some sketches?
Yes.
Some comic books. Gosh darn it.
The thing about SPX is basically everybody at SPX paid for a table. They are there to make money. They're all small press people. They're there to get the word out. They're there to get people to see their stuff. And they're there to basically pay for the costs of doing all this. Mainly just the table in the room or whatever, which I think was $300 this year for a small press table.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Something that small.
Yeah.
That's about how much.
Yeah.
RoseCon, small.
Small, the small press
booth.
Or Indie
small
Island
press table,
stuff. Yeah.
Booth, small press table.
Table. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, granted, I think probably what happens is when you look at it, there's when you go to a con like HeroesCon, and this is how I'm justifying it, I guess, but when you go to HeroesCon, some people go to HeroesCon for small press and indie stuff. Most people go to HeroesCon for the big names and or the dealers and things like that, I would say.
Yeah.
SPX, the people that go to SPX are there for small press.
Yeah.
So as I would think, this is an assumption because I don't know, I didn't really do a poll or anything, but I would think that they make more at SPX than they would at Heroes just because of the target audience.
Maybe. I think it would depend. I mean, Heroes is trying to build up.
Oh yeah, no,
indie,
I know.
Dusty with Indie Island.
Yeah, Dusty is definitely going out of his way to help SPX. I remember last year at SPX, he didn't stop moving. He was walking around getting people the word out the entire weekend.
Yeah.
So it's definitely. I think Heroes Con is the most indie friendly and small press friendly convention out there.
Really?
I mean, it's in there in the middle. Anywhere else you go, they like to separate the small press people from everybody else. And it just, But you're still looking at a comparison between that and something that is specifically for small press.
Yeah.
So the people going there, the only problem was, yeah, I'll tell you, it probably, you know, there's less traffic than something like HeroesCon gets. So just the sheer numbers alone, you're thinking it might balance out. I think it may balance out. I don't know.
I've never really thought of, and Heroes is an extra day.
Right.
And
SPX, true.
It's 2 days.
So. It's 2 days. And
I have no idea.
I think the biggest thing that I noticed is day one, okay, they moved it to Saturday, Sunday. Because Friday, not a lot of people show up. And then the second day, you know, usually the second day of something, fewer people show up. Or the last day tends to get less traffic, I think was the theory. You know, like Sunday at HeroesCon has less traffic than Saturday. Right. And so they moved it to Saturday, Sunday, I think, to try to get more traffic.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think, however, what happened is Saturday ended up being so crowded that, I mean, I myself on Saturday walking around, it was just so many people there, you don't get a chance to look at it. You miss so much because it's packed in this little...
Where exactly is SPX?
It's in Bethesda, Maryland, which is... It's outside of Baltimore. It's probably about a half hour, 20 minutes outside of Baltimore. And it's at a Marriott.
Okay.
And it's a big conference or big whatever, the ballroom or whatever they're called. But you have 300 creators crammed into that room.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah. Not to mention the fans or the customers or whatever the hell we're called when we show up to buy things. Attendees. Yes, the exhibitors were the people selling stuff, and the attendees, it's what's said on our badges. That's how I put that together.
Good job.
But, yeah, thanks.
Yay, reading.
Yeah, so there's so many people there that I missed a lot. I know I did. So I'm assuming that other people did, too. So the thing of it was, is I was supposed to go to a hockey game. I thought I was going to be going to a hockey game and have to leave at 3 o'clock. But, you know, my friend got sick, so I couldn't go.
You and Joe Sixpack and Hockey Mom. Sorry, that's all I got.
That's fine. So basically, I didn't have my bearings the entire weekend. It was the first day was just so crowded, and I was running around trying to meet people and get things going and find out what was out there. And then the second day, I thought I was going to be leaving early, and then it ended up I didn't. So that's when I was able to get all those sketches done. I actually was going to do all my interviews the second day, and then I found out about the hockey game. And then I was like, oh, well, crap, and now I'm not going to have time to do interviews. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll do some. And I was like, that's when I interviewed Gina. And then the batteries died. And I was like, well, I don't have time to do all this and give more batteries and stuff. And
there's no need to yell.
Sorry.
I'm right here.
Sorry. And then I found out about the not going to the hockey game, and that by then I'd already kind of been in the mood to not do interviews.
And, well, since I wasn't doing interviews, I decided to keep on not doing interviews.
Exactly. So I don't have any interviews to show except for the half of a Gina one, and we're going to try to finish that one via Skype, so hopefully I'll be able to finish that interview with her. We're going to have that, and so I have no idea where I was or where I left off, but basically we have all these videos. I spent a lot of time going around talking to people without microphones. I did lots of that, and I can relay some of that to everybody.
Sure.
So
you got to see Chris Schweitzer's new book, right?
Yes.
How did that look? I'm very excited about that.
I did. You know what? I have not even flipped through it yet. I haven't. I bought it. That was the first thing I bought at SPX.
I didn't know when that's supposed to come out.
It debuted at SPX. I know that. It's on Oni Press.
Does that mean it's coming out in the next couple weeks?
Yeah. I would say it should. It should be. It's got to be soon. It's got to be.
I ordered it, but I don't remember when I ordered it.
Oh, so you did pre-order a copy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought it. It was the first thing I bought. He did a little sketch in it for me. And I talked to Chris. I really like that guy. He's a good guy.
He's the nicest guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did pick that up. That was released at SPX. And it looks like it's going to be great. And
to
Chris.
It's black and white, right?
Not yes. Color? It's all black and white. He planned it out so much. You know, he basically created this whole lineage, this whole family tree thing, and it sounds pretty exciting that all the research and everything he did into it. And, you know, and we interviewed Chris Schweitzer back at Free Comic Book Day at Heroes Aren't Hard to Find, and that's posted on the site. I recommend giving that a listen. He talks all about the book that and Krogan's
and
everything.
I didn't listen to that.
That's okay. You don't have to. Not everybody does.
Aww.
He also, anybody who was buying the book, he had a print, which is all the characters in the book, basically. And it was really cool. So I got that. And I talked to Rick Spears for a little bit, who is responsible, you know, for Pirates of Coney Island, Repo, the books I love. And Dev and I were talking about it. And I think that we kind of agreed that Rick Spears may belong in our top 5, if not definitely top 10 writers, comic book writers. I love Rick Spears' style and everything. He also did Teenagers from Mars, which is a really, really good book. And very not what I expected when I bought it, and it was just impressed me. So I talked to Rick Spears. He has, you know, the last issue of Pirates of Coney Island, it's been God knows how many months, and that book is not done.
Well, that's been like a year.
Yes. Yeah, it's been out. It started over a year ago. But
I mean, the latest issue, that's going to be not a year.
No, the latest issue, there's a...
exaggerating. Yeah. It's been a while.
No, there was a big delay between the last issue and the one before it. And then now there's a big delay here as well. Okay. But, you know, things get in the way sometimes, especially when you're doing an image book and, you know, it's not a hugely promoted book and things like that. And you're not guaranteed the paycheck, you know, with image. So... Yeah, you know, other things get in the way, personal lives get in the way, things like that. I totally understand. I do want it really bad, and I want to read the last issue, and I love that series, and it's been killing me to wait for it, but I can wait, and I'll probably end up buying it on trade too when it's collected. But that's it's in the hands. It's the art's being done. Hopefully, that's script is done. Also, he and Chuck Beebe are working on the sequel to Black Metal. I don't know if anybody read Black Metal. Black Metal, however, interestingly enough, is printed kind of in a manga style book. So
yeah, I think we put it with our manga.
Yeah. And Black Metal, really?
Yeah, I think we did.
Is it just because of the format, the size and all that? Because it's definitely not.
No, but it kind of looked a little
no
maybe we didn't. I don't know. I thought we did.
I mean, it might be. I don't know, but it's Rick Spears and Chuck Beebe. I think it's Oni Press released it. I think
we put Shark Knife in our manga section, too.
Hmm. Interesting.
Just to kind of, I guess, diversify the manga section, maybe.
So, but I think Chuck Beebe's working on that.
Okay.
And so that's due out soon, hopefully. And I talked to Becky Cloonan for a while, and I actually held a... I didn't name Becky Cloonan when I was talking about the girls that I talked to. I talked to Becky Cloonan and Vanessa Satone also.
Okay.
And, yeah, and I actually held a conversation with Becky Cloonan. I didn't think I was going to be able to do it.
Why didn't you think you were going to be able to have a conversation with her? Do I want to hear the story?
No, I just, you know, she intimidates me.
Is she too cute or something?
Yeah.
Can't talk to her?
She's kind of cute. She's a really good artist. Anyway. As I'm being stared down. But I held a conversation with Devin.
So you're going to pull on this off on Devin?
No.
Change the subject completely?
No.
Good job.
No, I was going to say Devin could not hold a conversation with Becky Cloonan. He couldn't pull it off. He's too nervous
so
to talk to her.
With Becky,
I wouldn't flirt with Becky Cloonan.
Because I wasn't Cloonan. There?
No.
That what it is? Nice.
No, I didn't.
Nice.
I did not flirt with Becky. Anyway, so I talked to Becky Cloonan. I held a conversation with Becky Cloonan. Last year, I couldn't talk to her. I tried to talk to her, and I couldn't. I got some stuff signed by her, and I was like, "Hi, Becky Cloonan, hi." You know, that's what came out. So I got some stuff signed. This time around, I did get Becky Cloonan. I talked to her. She is there working. I asked her about the sequel to Demo that her and Brian Wood are working on, and she said that they are working on that. And, however, right then and there, she was actually working on some art for a upcoming Dark Horse project.
What is this upcoming Dark Horse project?
She wouldn't talk about it.
Really?
Yep. I don't think it's been fully announced yet.
Oh, okay.
But she was like, right now, she's like, oh, but I'm not working on that. I'm working on an upcoming Dark Horse project. And then she kind of pulled the art back. So I don't know what that is. I have no idea what she's working on.
Maybe she just didn't want to tell you because you
maybe she
creepy.
Didn't. Maybe I was creepy. I thought, no, I was rather normal. I was,
are you sure about
that? I'll tell you what, though. I was very much, it was a lot easier for me to talk to girls at SPX this year than it was last year. So.
Because you weren't trying to hit on the girls?
Maybe. I mean, that could have been it. That could have been it. I don't know.
I don't know.
But the key thing is, I was not trying to hit on the other girls.
Okay. See, you say that, but I don't think I believe you.
So I found that out. I talked to Becky about that. Also, I actually learned a little something. She did a book, and I cannot remember. East Coast Pirates, I think, is what it's called. I can't remember it off the top of my head. Also has like a manga style, and it's not a manga book.
I don't know if I'm familiar with this.
I believe it's on Dark Horse. I'm not sure. who released it. I can't remember. I do own it. I haven't read it yet.
Do I need to fire up the
interwebs? Nah. This is not anyone. It's whatever.
Do you want to fact check?
I think it's East Coast Pirates or Pirates of the East Coast or something like that. I mean, if you want to look it up, you're more than welcome to.
Fact check. I mean, I don't want this to be like Rush Limbaugh.
Well, I mean, I'll admit
he
doesn't
fact check.
Yeah, but I will, by the way, admit that I'm not really positive what it's called.
That's true.
So I'm too lazy to do all that.
Okay.
So, but anyway, that book, I was talking to her about that, and I was talking about how I hadn't read it and everything, and I was talking to her about American Virgin, because mm-hmm. she did the art in American Virgin. I was asking her about some of the stories. There's some filler stories, and some of the stories in American Virgin, she didn't do the art for. Like Ryan Kelly did some of the art and somebody else did some of the other art. And I was asking her about, like, was it a time constraint thing? Why was that? And she said that she was working on the sequel to that that other book whose title I'm guessing at. And she was working on that.
Some pirate something or other.
And so she ended up having to kind of step back a little from American Virgin. And then that book got pulled.
Oh.
And so I was like, that's kind of depressing. But she did apparently still get paid, and that's good. I made sure of that. I was like, you got paid, right? And she's like, yeah. I was like, damn right. Yeah, so I found that out. Talked a little bit about that. I'm giving you insider news here. Insider news from the Dollar Bin. We don't usually have insider news.
Well, and what is this insider news? That there's some book that's going to be coming out by Dark Horse?
Yeah.
We don't know anything about it, but Becky Cloonan is going to be doing the art.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, huh? Some breaking news. I'm missing Greek for this.
Oh, whatever. I'm like 3 weeks behind on Greek, so you can't watch while I'm here anyway. I mean, I don't watch Greek. So I found that out. Talked a little to Vanessa. I got some awesome sketches from both of them. Another cool story involving Becky Cloonan.
Tell me this story that I've already heard like 3 times.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everybody else.
You talking directly to the American people.
Everybody who's still listening. Everybody, whatever, dude. Everybody listening right now thinks this is adorable. They will not stop listening because they're loving this more than the actual show that we usually do.
Gosh darn it, is it my Sarah Palin impersonation? I'm just a hockey mom, you know? Gosh darn it.
I asked Becky and Vanessa if they wouldn't mind sketching in my book, if they were doing sketches.
Don't you have a theme for this sketchbook?
I do have a theme for my sketchbook. It's woodland creatures.
Woodland creatures, you say?
Woodland creatures, I do. And, you know, when I had started at HeroesCon, and I got some really awesome stuff there. And I told everybody, you know, woodland creatures and blah, 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 and they drew in it. But for some reason at SPX, every time I was like, woodland creatures, they were like, you mean like the ones from South Park? And I was like, no, not the scary woodland creatures from South Park.
That show made me sad. I can't watch that one.
You can't watch that
episode.
Show.
That episode made me sad. I don't... You can't mess with Christmas like that. I was just really disturbed by that whole scene.
Anyway. So woodland creatures is my theme.
I'm trying to contribute to the conversation. Not scary woodland creatures.
Like, but
tell the people about myself okay. a little bit.
Learning a little bit more about Sean.
What scares me?
This
my
week
fears,
with Sean.
My hopes, my dreams.
So Becky, when I asked them, she said that she didn't have time because she was working on the aforementioned Dark Horse deadline, and she had some things there. And so I was like, well, Vanessa, you know, can you still do something? And she was like, sure. And I was like, okay, I have a theme. It's woodland creatures. And then Becky about flipped, and she was like, oh, that's such a good idea. It's the perfect idea for that theme. And so I didn't think she was actually going to do anything in it. And I came back to get my book from Vanessa, and Becky had my book, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. You know, Becky, I'm getting a sketch from Becky Cloonan. So Becky, and of course, I'm going to scan these eventually, hopefully this weekend, and get them all posted on our forum, which you can get to through our website, forums link, also forums.thedollarbin.net. I'm going to post it. But anyway, Becky Cloonan's Woodland Creature. You ready for this?
I think I'm ready.
Wolverine.
And it's awesome. It's not just Wolverine. It's like Wolverine smoking in the woods.
It's Wolverine like hiding in the woods smoking. It's so cool from Becky Cloonan. I got a Wolverine.
When I think woodland creature, Wolverine.
It's so funny. It's the best. I think it's the best interpretation of woodland creature I think I've gotten yet. I mean, I think my favorite piece is still my Francesco Francovilla. Francesco did an owl, and it is amazing. I think it's my favorite piece. But now with the story and everything, Becky Cloonan's is like the coolest piece that I have. So I got that. I got a lot of sketches. I spent a lot of time doing that as well. So I had a great time, you know. I had a really good time at SPX, and I met some more cool people. I bought some stuff. It's funny, last year when I was buying everything I bought was like, oh, I've got to have that. Who knows if I'll ever see this stuff again? I have to, and that's why I've spent so much money. This year, however, a lot of the stuff that I bought with more of the idea of, ooh, that might be interesting to check out, or I wonder what this is all about. You know, it was definitely a different feeling for me this year. I think last year was, you know, my virgin voyage and everything, so it was all new.
Your SPX cherry's already been popped.
Exactly.
Just kind of going back for some seconds. Just yeah. Not quite the same.
You know, it gets, of course, now that I know what I'm doing, it gets better with time, but, you know.
So you don't need as much. Don't take as long.
That first awkward experience is the most memorable.
Yeah. Anyways, Dusty actually bought a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Did you talk to Dusty? I mean, did he?
I talked to him for a little bit. He bought a bunch of stuff for the store, so we're selling some stuff.
So heroes aren't hard to find.
That we're posting. We're going to post it as a new release on our website. Oh, so okay. If you check the new releases page,
you'll have a list.
You can kind of look for some of the funky SPX stuff that Dusty bought.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I mean, yeah, Dusty was working pretty hard at SPX this year. He was actually at the Ad House table, selling some of his mini comic
and promoting
and doing some sketches and stuff. Yeah, he was still working pretty hard this year. So yeah. I'm glad to know he's still got time to walk around the con and actually buy some stuff. And
yeah,
I'm sure there's some really good stuff there.
Bad thing about working at a convention, you don't actually get to.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy going to a convention.
Yeah. Jay, Chris, and Rob both let me watch their tables while they were gone. So I got to pretend like I was Rob for a little while. Rob Allman. I got to pretend like I was Jay Chris Campbell for a little while.
Did you start, like, drawing boobs?
No, but I was trying to, like, I was, like, looking for his sketchbook so I could open up and pretend like I was actually drawing things. But I couldn't find
robots.
Them. Yeah. Drawing robots. One guy came by while Jay Chris was gone. He was like, hey, is this your stuff or whatever? And I was like, actually, I'm not Jay Chris Campbell, but I play one at conventions. And then he walked away from me.
Yeah, I would have to.
Actually, I didn't sell anything while I was being Jay Chris Campbell, and it was kind of depressing. But some guy asked me, like, because I was wearing my Redskins jersey and everything, and he talked to me about the game. He actually stopped by the booth to talk to me about the Redskins game. And then I was like, well, let me tell you a little about Jay Chris's stuff. And I talked to him, and he was like, is he a Redskins fan too? And I was like, I don't know. He's from South Carolina. And he was like, oh. And then he walked away. So apparently if I'd have been like, yeah, man, he's a big Redskins fan, the guy would have bought stuff. And I was like, I'm a horrible salesperson.
I mean, you shouldn't have to sell your works based on what football team you like.
It's true. No, it's very true. However, if you're a Cowboys fan, I won't buy anything from you. Won't happen.
That's probably not true.
It might be. I mean, you know, Rob is a Penguins fan. And, I mean, come on. The Penguins, Rob. Seriously. But I buy stuff from him all the time. As a matter of fact, Rob Allman. Let's talk a little bit about Rob Allman and what he had out. Rob Allman released, you know, anybody who's been by has seen that he's done the Atomic Bomb bikini that he does. And it's usually, it's basically a collection of all the little pretty ladies that he's done over the, whatever time period that he collected them from.
Pretty lady.
And it's all a bunch of art that he's done for, like, different publications and things collected. This time around, however, Rob took it in a different direction.
And, oh, yeah.
And he went ahead and released Atomic Bomb Banana Hammock.
And yes, what you're thinking, that would be correct.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if, like, anybody who reads Rob's blog or checks any of Rob's stuff out, he does a lot of commission work. He's done a lot of stuff. Is that your phone?
Apparently my phone's going off.
Well, I'm going to keep talking without you then.
Okay.
Anybody who reads Rob's blog knows that he does a lot of commission work for magazines and publications and things. And one of the things that he's done a lot of work for, and I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, do you know? Yes, Savage Love. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Kids. Yeah, the stuff that he did for Savage Love, which is, you know, tends to be a lot of gay friendly advice column, basically.
I mean, it's a love, like, romance advice column, but Dan Savage happens to be gay.
Yeah.
So a lot of his advice is, you know, pro gay, cuz he is.
And I think a lot of people have questions, you know, what you
Alaska
have here.
Alaska isn't just a state. It's a state of mind. That is a text from my cousin.
So anyway, he collected a lot of those. And I think a lot of the atomic bomb bikini stuff came.
She called me last time we were.
Oh, is she the one that disrupted last time?
Yes. My family.
At least she texted you this time.
Gosh darn it.
He collected all of that stuff into the atomic bomb banana hammock, which is awesome. And
oh my.
And he also had some other cool stuff like he usually does there, but I wanted to mention that little release. We'll see. All right, I ran into Adam Casey. I hadn't got a chance to meet Adam Casey. He's in our Dollar Bin Friends Assembled book, which I think I might actually extend and do some more reprints of, which I will have at Greenville Comic Con, which our last show was about Greenville Comic Con.
When is Greenville Comic Con?
I believe it's actually Saturday the 25th. I'm going to try to do a reprint of that. So I'll have those for sale there. Okay. Anybody who came to Heroes and came by the booth got them for free. But this time around, I think I'm going to have to charge costs on these.
Are pink.
I'm also... Oh, are they? I didn't notice that.
I like... He does colored staples. I like that.
I never noticed. He does colored staples?
Yeah, on one of mine, he has blue staples.
Really?
Yeah.
Never
he talked that. About it in one of the mini comics panels back in like 2005. Him and J. Chris Campbell were saying that's like one of the cool things about mini comics.
Oh yeah,
you can do like little colored things. You can do like done illustrations on the covers, personalize it.
Well, that's one thing. You kind of remind like one thing I love about going around SPX is the people that take the extra time to do like screen printing of covers, and they actually do hands-on stuff. Just concepts. That's one cool thing about SPX is you see really good original concepts. It's another thing I like about Curl's studio, Joe and Carolyn. Everything they do, it definitely has a different style to it. They have actual like strips that they do, and the way they bind them, I really, really like the work that they do there. It's one of the reasons they stand out, not just to mention that they're awesome people.
You have to show me some of their stuff.
Yeah, I definitely will. I definitely will. And, I think I'm done.
Are we done?
I think so. I mean,
so how was the drive back, you guys?
I listened to football at least half the way, which is awesome. It was a really good game. The Vikings versus the Saints. I thought the Saints were going to win. Vikings pulled it off somehow. Saints offense was awful. Devin pretty much slept the whole way. I met him back up. His friend dropped him and his friend. We met up at Hooters and,
Classy.
Dropped him off at Hooters. Picked him up at Hooters.
Classy.
Ran into our good friend V of the show. And, by the way, that to anybody who's made it this far, I will announce the winner of last week, Rob. We had a contest. Rob said the first person to call in and leave a voicemail. Here to announce that V was the winner of the free admission into Greenville Comic Con and $25 to spend at the convention.
Oh, wow.
To spend at the convention, V.
Wow, maybe I should have actually listened to the rest of that.
It was actually early. It was in the beginning of the show. So, that's SPX. We had a lot of fun. I'm going to post all that Dusty and J. Chris stuff. The winner of the Greenville Comic-Con contest was V. Congratulations to V.
Yay. I like V. She's very nice.
And also, she took I'm going to go ahead and just take a guess. I'm taking a guess here.
She took awesome pictures?
An ass load of pictures is what I was going to say, but awesome is probably accurate as well.
Awesome ass load of pictures? an ass load of awesome pictures. Pictures.
Yeah, so.
She took some really good pictures. Like, the pictures she took of the Heroes Watchmen discussion group were awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I look forward to seeing what she came up with. And actually, V already has posted all of the images that she got from her sketchbook, which are freaking awesome. She got, I don't know how many she got so many sketches. In her sketchbook. I think I got like multiple 6 or 7.
Maybe she had multiple sketchbooks.
She did not.
And dispersed them around the room.
No, I saw she had her sketchbook, and her theme is I Dreamt This. That's her sketchbook theme. And a lot
That's
of the
really
creators.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of the creators had a lot of fun with it. But I'm going to post a link to V's images on this description of this because she has some really cool stuff. And also, V's a friend of ours on our Flickr page. So if you come to our Flickr page, you can link to, you can see a lot of V's stuff.
You guys have a Flickr page?
We do. We do have a Flickr page.
Okay. You access it from the website?
I don't know if we have a... Actually, we had a plugin, and if you click on the photos link on our website, it'll take you to... It basically pulls our Flickr images in.
Oh, okay.
So you can get things that way.
Oh.
We used to have them on the front page, but it was slowing the page load down, so we had to pull them out of there.
We have a little banner that shows, like, the 4 most recent Flickr images.
Oh, yeah, we did that as well. And it
slowed it down that much? Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah. Well, interesting. So I don't know if it was the plugin we were using or what, but lots of good pictures from V. Lots of fun at SPX. Devin got sick. Was going to go to the Ravens game. Couldn't. The Ravens suck anyway. It doesn't matter. I didn't go to the Caps game. The Caps lost anyway. It was preseason, so that doesn't matter. Got lots of good sketches. Going to have awesome videos posted. V won the thing. I don't have a contest for this week. Brian's the one that usually thinks those up. So he will be doing that next week. We'll have some sort of contest for some mini comics collected from SPX.
Ooh.
What else do I got?
I don't know.
It was fun. Allie as Indiana Jones.
Awesome. And Wormy a short round.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. Okay.
I'm very excited. Like, I as soon as I got it, I framed it and hung it on my wall. And I'm not happy with its current position. I might have to switch it around. I don't know where it should go. Some sort of place of honor, perhaps.
Place of honor.
But I don't know. I don't know where to put it.
One thing I did mention, which I completely forgot, and I don't know how I forgot this. If I had had notes, this would have been way earlier in the show. Allie Caster. I did not win the Allie Caster.
That was a really cool guitar. And if I could play guitar, I would have somehow tried to acquire said guitar.
Well, let me just say that said guitar went for $1,800.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of money.
The girl that won it was like completely beyond giddy. She said she was shaking the whole time. And apparently she plays guitar, so she may play it. But she was afraid to play it in front of everybody because she was shaking so much from winning that thing. And she was really excited. And let me also throw out there that Chris Staros, you familiar with Chris Staros,
yes.
Anybody? Okay.
Yeah.
He was, back in the day, was in a rock band. He used to be a musician. They set him up during the auction, and he was rocking it out on the Allie guitar. All of that captured on video, also going to be on YouTube and linked to from the Dollar Bin.
Wait, you guys captured it
on
video?
I captured
awesome.
It on video. Chris Staros rocking it out on the Allie Caster.
Sweet.
Playing some awesome licks. Allie Caster, check it out. That thing was sweet. I really wish I won it. My cap was $600, though, and I really knew that was going to be too low.
Yeah.
But that's all I could really afford to do at the time.
Yeah.
Allie Caster rocks. That's my wrap-up. That's SPX.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I wish I could have gone.
I had a lot of fun. I recommend everybody going to that. If you can't make it to SPX, just walk around Indy Island at Heroes next year.
And pretend there's a bar right beside of it.
And pretend there's a bar. Also, Greenville Comic Con is coming up, as announced earlier. Andy Runton, it's been announced, will not be at Richards Comics and Collectibles for Toys for Tots.
No.
I still recommend coming by. The Star Wars 501st will be there. We'll be there still talking to people. And it's a Toys for Tots drop-off. Mm-hmm. And seriously, mm-hmm. Toys for Tots, as Brian says, is pretty much the easiest thing that you can possibly do.
Yeah, I mean, you give them a toy. Kids in need. How hard is that?
Yeah. I still recommend coming by. At least do that. And anybody who drops off a toy is entered into a raffle. There's a lot of Dark Horse donated a lot of stuff.
Ooh, that's pretty
cool. So Richard's going to raffle that off to people that donate toys.
Cool.
Because Andy's not going to be there, none of the other artists, he's not going to. Basically, Andy was the staple of the artists. So all other artists have been removed from the bill. J. Chris and I believe Robert Venetti were going to be there. And
will Andy Rutten be at the Greenville Comic Con?
He will not be at the Greenville Comic Con.
Okay.
That'd be awesome, though, but he had a scheduling conflict. I think Andy's a pretty busy guy,
Especially
with his upcoming Allie release.
Which is going to be out tomorrow. I am so excited.
And
guess what I'm buying?
So, you know, comics rock. I didn't read anything because I've been doing this SPX thing.
I've actually been reading. I'm almost caught up.
You want to review a book or you want to call it
a
night?
I'm calling it a night.
We're calling it a night, people. I hope you enjoyed this. And it's a little different. Maybe Sean and I will do some more of these in the future.
Oh, gosh. But do we have to?
No, we definitely do not.
Okay.
So I'll catch you guys later. You going to say goodbye?
I would just like to say goodnight to everybody. And, you know, don't look in that rearview mirror now. Got to look forward. Keep it real, homie. Peace out.